This is an audiobook recording of Then I Was Guided by Muhammad Al-Tijani Al-Samawi. Details, purchase, and access to a copy of the book have been listed in the description box. Please enjoy, and let us all be lazy intellectuals. Peace. Then I Was Guided by Muhammad Al-Tijani Al-Samawi. Chapter 15. The Opinion of the Quran Regarding the Companions. First of all, I must say that Allah, praise be to Him the Most High, commended in many places in His Holy Book the companions of the Messenger of Allah, who loved, obeyed, and followed the Messenger without personal greed and without opposition or arrogance, and only wanted the acceptance of Allah and His Messenger. Those companions have pleased Allah, and He pleased them, and that is the way for those who fear Allah. This group of companions are appreciated by the Muslims because of their attitudes towards the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi and their works with him. Therefore, they are liked and respected by all Muslims, and they are appreciated whenever people mention their names. My study does not concern itself with this group of companions who are respected by both the Sunnis and the Shia, nor is it concerned with those who are well known for their hypocrisy, and who are cursed by all Muslims, Shia and Sunni, whenever their names are mentioned. However, my study is concerned with the group of companions about whom the Muslims have expressed different views. There are verses in the Holy Quran where they are rebuked and threatened because of their attitudes in certain positions, and the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, warned them on many occasions and warned other people about them. The outstanding differences between the Shia and the Sunnis is concerned with this group of companions, because the Shia criticize their sayings and deeds and complain about their justice, whereas they are respected by the Sunnis, in spite of their contradictions. My study is concerned with this group of companions because, through it, I will be able to reach the truth, or part of it. I say that so that no one may think that I have neglected the Quranic verses which commend the companions of the Messenger of Allah, and that I expose the verses which criticize them. In fact, through my research, I discovered that some verses contain praise for the companions, but if you read in between the lines, you find that they contain criticism of them, and vice versa. I shall not write here about all the hard work that I have done in the past 3 years in preparing this study, but I will confine myself to some Quranic verses as examples, and not for specific reasons. For those who want to go further, I will advise them to research and compare, as I did, in order that they may find the right faith by themselves and through their own work. That is what Allah wants for everybody, and that is what the conscience of each individual wants. Thus, one would achieve an absolute conviction that will not be shaken by any storm. After all, the divine guidance which results from personal conviction is far better than that which comes as a result of external factors. Allah, the Most High, says in praise of His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi, and found you unable to see the way, then He showed you the way. Holy Quran 9 verse 7. That is, He found you searching for the truth, so He led you to it. He also said, and those who strive hard for us, we will guide them in our ways. Holy Quran 29 verse 69. Number 1. The Turning Back Verse. Allah the Most High says in His glorious book, and Muhammad is no more than a messenger. The messengers have already passed away before him. If then he dies or is killed, will you turn back upon your heels? And whoever turns back upon his heels, he will by no means do harm to Allah in the least, and Allah will reward the grateful. Allah the Great has told the truth. Holy Quran 3 verse 144. This Quranic verse is clear about how the companions will turn back upon their heels, and only a few will stand their ground, as the above Quranic verse indicated in the expression of Allah about them. Those who stand their ground and do not turn back are the grateful, For the grateful are only a small minority, as in the words of Allah, the Most High. And very few of my servants are grateful. Holy Quran, 34, verse 13. Also, there are many sayings of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, which explain the turning back, and we will refer to some of them. And even if Allah, the Most High, did not specify the punishment of those who turned back on their heels in the Quranic verse, He glorified the grateful who deserve His reward. However, it is important to know that those who turned back on their heels do not deserve the reward of Allah and His forgiveness, as has been emphasized by the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, in many of His sayings, some of which we will discuss, if Allah wills, in the course of this book. We could not explain the Quranic verse with reference to Tulayya, Suja, and Al-Aswad Al-Anis out of respect for the companions, because the above-mentioned companions have turned back and abandoned Islam, and even claimed the prophecy during the lifetime of the Messenger of Allah, who fought them and finally defeated them. Nor indeed can we explain the Quranic verse with reference to Malik ibn Nuwayra and his followers, who refused to pay zakat, alms, in the time of the Caliph Abu Bakr for many reasons. They refused to pay al-zakat, alms, and give it to Abu Bakr, because they wanted to wait and see what happened, for they had accompanied the Messenger of Allah on his farewell pilgrimage and voted for Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib at Ghadir Qum after the Messenger of Allah appointed him as Caliph after him. And indeed, Abu Bakr himself voted for Ali. Therefore, they were astonished when a messenger from the Caliph came to tell them the news of the Holy Prophet's death, and at the same time asked them to pay zakat in the name of the new Caliph, Abu Bakr. It is a case in which history does not want to go too deep, for the sake of the companion's honour. Furthermore, Malik and his followers were Muslims, according to the testimony of Umar and Abu Bakr themselves, and other companions, who disapproved of Khalid ibn Walid's killing of Malik. History testifies that Abu Bakr paid compensation for Malik's death to his brother Mutammim out of the Muslims' treasury and apologized for his killing. It is well established that the apostate must be killed and no compensation be paid out from the Muslims' treasury for his killing and no apologies issued for killing him. The important thing is that the turning back verse refers to the companions who lived with the Messenger of Allah in Al-Madina Al-Munawwara and indicates the immediate turning back after the Prophet's death. The Prophet's sayings explain all these things in such a clear way that no one could doubt it. We shall deal with these matters soon, if Allah wills. History also testifies for the turning back that happened after the death of the Messenger of Allah, and when we view the events which took place among the ranks of the companions, we notice that only a few managed to come out unscathed. Number 2. The Holy War, Jihad verse. Allah, the Most High, said, O you who believe, what excuse have you that when it is said to you, go forth in Allah's way, you should incline heavily to earth? Are you content with this worldly life instead of the hereafter? But the provision of this world's life compared to the hereafter is but little. If you do not go forth, He will chastise you with a painful chastisement and bring in your place a people other than you, and you will do him no harm, and Allah has power over all things. Holy Quran 9, verse 38 to 39. This Quranic verse is clear about the reluctance of the companions to go and fight in the holy war, jihad, and despite how they choose to be content with their life on earth, in spite of their knowledge of its short duration. Their actions warrant a rebuke and a threat from Allah, the Almighty, that a terrible torture was awaiting them, and that He would change them for others who were true believers. The threat to change them came in many Quranic verses, which indicate clearly that they showed their reluctance to fight in al-jihad, the holy war, more than once. And Allah the Most High says, And if you turn back, He will bring in your place another people. They will not be like you. Holy Quran 14, 47 verse 38. Also, the Almighty says, O you who believe, whoever from among you turns back from his religion, then Allah will bring a people, he shall love them and they shall love him, lowly before the believers, mighty against the unbelievers. They shall strive hard in Allah's way and shall not fear the censure of any censurer. This is Allah's grace. He gives it to whom he pleases, and Allah is ample giving, knowing. Holy Quran 5 verse 54. If we want to investigate the Quranic verses which emphasize this issue and talk about the classifications of the companions, which the Shia advocate, then we would need a special book for it. The Holy Quran expressed all that in the most direct and eloquent way. Let there arise out of you a nation, inviting to all that is good, enjoining what is right, and forbidding what is wrong. And these it is shall be successful. And be not like those who became divided and disagreed after receiving clear signs. And these it is that shall have a grievous chastisement. On the day, some faces will be white, lit up, and some faces will be black, in the gloom. To those whose faces will be black, will be said, Did you reject the faith after accepting it? Taste them the chastisement for rejecting the faith. But those whose faces will be white, they will be in Allah's mercy, therein to dwell. Holy Quran 3, verse 106 and 107. These Quranic verses, as every intelligent scholar knows, are addressing the companions and warning them of the division and the disagreement amongst themselves after they have already been shown the right path. They also tell them that a great torture is awaiting them and divide them in two groups. The first group, they will be resurrected on the Day of Judgment. Every one of them will have a white face, and those are the grateful who deserve the mercy of Allah. The second group, when they will be resurrected on the Day of Judgment, every one of them will have a black face, and those are the apostates whom Allah, the Almighty, promised the great torture. It is well known that the companions were divided after the death of the Messenger of Allah. They disagreed amongst themselves to such an extent that they fought each other bloody wars, which led to the regression and the backwardness of the Muslims and made them easy targets for their enemies. The above Quranic verse could not be interpreted in any other way except that which is readily accepted by people. Number 3. The submissiveness. Allah, the Most High, said, Has not the time yet come for those who believe that their heart should be submissive for the remembrance of Allah and what has come down of the truth? And that they should not be like those who were given the book before, but the time became prolonged to them, so their hearts hardened. And most of them are the transgressors. Holy Quran 57 verse 16. In Al-Dur al-Mansur by Jalaluddin al-Sayyuti, the author says, When the companions of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, came to Al-Madinah and started to enjoy a higher standard of living after having lived through many hardships, they seemed to slow down, so they were punished for that. And hence the verse, Has not the time yet come for those who believe, was revealed. Another version of the story, which came from the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, was that Allah, the Most High, found some reluctance in the Muhajireen 17 years after the first revelation of the Holy Quran. And therefore Allah revealed the verse, Has not the time yet come for those who believe? If those companions, who are the best of people according to the Sunnis, did not feel humble before the name of Allah or His right revelation of 17 years, so that Allah found them slowing down and rebuked them and warned them for their hardened hearts, which were leading them to corruption. We cannot blame the people of Quraysh, who only entered Islam in the 7th Hijra year, after the conquest of Makkah. These were some examples which I have selected from the glorious Book of Allah, which give us clear indications that not all the companions were right, as the Sunnis believe. If we study the sayings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, then we will find many more examples. But just to be brief, I shall refer to some of those examples, and the interested readers may further his own knowledge if he so wishes. End of chapter 15.